USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 57,000 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in the United States in the last 24 hours, setting another record for new infections just as the country heads into the 4th of July holiday weekend. Coronavirus cases are rising in 37 states, a dramatic turn that's now leading health officials to warn the outbreak will spiral further out of control if Americans don't try to stay home this weekend. In many places, parades and picnics have now been canceled. Even backyard barbecues are being discouraged in some areas. Beaches in Miami, which are normally crowded with tourists, are shut down, and the county there has ordered a curfew. Nationwide, more than 129,000 people have been killed by the virus, and there are over 2.7 million cases across the country. Traditional celebrations are looking different this year. Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Dallas are among the large cities that have canceled all fireworks, and New York City has been doing smaller displays throughout the week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
For a second consecutive month, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party has outraised President Donald Trump and the GOP, with the former vice president's campaign announcing that it took in over $141 million over the last month and $282 million in the second quarter. The announcement came as Trump's 2020 reelection campaign said that along with the Republican National Committee, it raised $131 million for June for a total of $266 million in the second quarter. One of the white officers who stopped Elijah McClain was fired over photos showing colleagues reenacting the chokehold used on the black man before he died last year. After getting a text message with the images replying, ha, ha. Police stopped McClain as he walked down the street in a ski mask last August for being suspicious. Aurora officer Jason Rosenblatt tried to use a chokehold on the 23-year-old but couldn't because of his position, so another officer did. McClain's death has become a rallying cry amid a national reckoning over police brutality and racial injustice. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An outbreak of coronavirus cases has now been reported at the University of Washington in Seattle. The public university said it confirmed that at least 89 fraternity house residents have tested positive for COVID-19. Four students who did not live on Greek Row but had contact with residents have also tested positive. Dr. Jeffrey Gottlieb, chair of the university's advisory committee on communicable diseases, said in a statement, "The number of cases is concerning and reminds us that outbreaks can quickly spiral." After many years of discussion, changes may be in play for the Washington Redskins. And a statement came from the team today which stated, "In light of recent events around the country and feedback from our community, the Washington Redskins are announcing the team will undergo a thorough review of the name." Team owner Dan Snyder has been under more pressure in recent weeks to change the name, given the national focus on human rights and social justice. FedEx, which has naming rights to the team's stadium under a $205 million deal, requested the name change. Also sponsors Nike and Pepsi are under pressure to sever ties with the team unless it changes its name. Chuck Haskins, Cherokee Nation president, is excited about the possibility for change.
"This name Redskins was offensive yesterday. It'll be offensive tomorrow, and it was offensive when the Redskins adopted it, I think, in the 1930s. But I think we ought to applaud progress where we find it in this country."
Nike has also appeared to remove all Redskin gear from its online store. The other 31 NFL teams are listed, and the search for Redskins came up with zero results. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.